So this kind of conversation of Sister Faustina with Jesus. Jesus says, "All soul steeped in darkness, do not despair. All is not yet lost. Come and confide in your God, who is love and mercy." Response. But a soul, deaf even to this appeal, wraps itself in darkness. Jesus called out again, "My child, listen to the voice of your merciful Father." Respond. In a soul arises this reply, "For me, there is no mercy." And it falls into greater darkness, a despair, which is a foretaste of hell, and make it unable to draw near to God. Jesus called to the soul a third time, but the soul remains deaf and blind, hardened and despairing. The mercy of God begins to exert itself, and without any cooperation from the soul, God grants his final grace. If this too is burned, God will leave the soul in this self-chosen disposition for eternity. This grace emerges from the merciful heart of Jesus and gives the soul a special light by means of which the soul begins to understand God's effort. But conversion depends on its own will. The soul knows that this, for her, is final grace, and should show even the flicker of goodwill, the mercy of God will accomplish the rest. Jesus responds, "My omnipotent mercy is active here. Happy the soul that takes advantage of this grace. What joy fills my heart when you return to me. Because you are weak, I take you in my arm and carry you to the home of my Father." Respond. "Is it possible that there yet is mercy for me?" Jesus. "There is, my child. You have a special claim on my mercy. Let it act in your poor soul. Let the rays of grace enter your soul. They bring with them light, warmth, and light and life." That's the two nights. Bring light, warmth, and life. The two. Right. Respond. "But fear fills me at the thought of my sins, and this terrible fear moves me to doubt your goodness." Jesus responds, "My child, all your sins have not wounded my heart as painfully as your present lack of trust does. That after so many efforts of my love and mercy, you should still doubt my goodness." Respond. "O Lord, save me yourself, for I perish. Be my savior, O Lord. I'm unable to say anything more. My pitiful heart is torn asunder, but you, O Lord." Jesus does not let the soul finish, but rising it from the ground, from the depths of its misery, he leads it into the recesses of his heart, where all his sins disappear instantly, consumed by the flames of love. Jesus, "Here, soul, are all the treasures of my heart. Take everything you need from it." Respond. "O Lord, I'm inundated with your grace. I sense that a new life has entered into me. And above all, I feel your love in my heart. That is enough for me. O Lord, I will glorify the omnipotence of your mercy for all eternity. Encourage by your goodness, I will confide to you all the sorrows of my heart." Jesus. Tell me all, my child. Hide nothing from me. Because my loving heart, the heart of your best friend, is listening to you. Respond. O Lord, now I see all my ingratitude and your goodness. You are pursuing me with your grace while I was frustrating your benevolence. I see that I deserve the depths of hell for spurning of your grace. Jesus, do not be absorbed in your misery. You are still too weak to speak it, but rather gaze on my heart filled with goodness and be imbued with my sentiments. Strive for meekness and humility. Be merciful to others as I am to you. And when you feel your strength failing, if you come to the fountain of mercy to fortify your soul, you will not grow weary on your journey. Respond. Now I understand your mercy, which protects me, and like a brilliant star, leads me into the home of my Father, protecting me from the horrors of hell that I have deserved, not once, but 1,000 times. O Lord, eternity will hardly suffice for me to give due praise to your unfathomable mercy and your compassion for me. Now, another conversation. Jesus says, poor soul, I see that you suffer much, that you do not have even the strength to converse with me. So I will speak to you, even though your sufferings were very great. Do not lose heart or give in to despondency. But tell me, my child, who has dared to wound your heart? Tell me about everything. Be sincere in dealing with me. Reveal all the wounds of your heart. I will heal them, and your suffering will become a source of your sanctification. Respond. Lord, my sufferings are so great and numerous and have lasted so long that I become discouraged. Jesus, my child, do not be discouraged. I know your boundless trust in me. I know you are aware of my goodness and mercy. Let us talk in detail about everything that weighs so heavily upon your heart. Respond. There are so many different things that I do not know what to speak about first, nor how to express it. Jesus, talk to me simply as a friend to a friend. Tell me now, my child, what hinders you from advancing in holiness? Respond. Poor health detains me on the way to holiness. I cannot fulfill my duties. I am as useless as an extra wheel on a wagon. I cannot mortify myself or fast to any extent, as the saints did. Furthermore, nobody believes I am sick, so that mental pain is added to those of the body, and I'm often humiliated. Jesus, how can anyone become holy in such circumstances? Jesus, true, my child, all that is painful, but there's no way to heaven except the way of the cross. I follow it first. You must learn that it is shortest and surest way. Respond. Lord, there's another obstacle on the road to holiness. Because I'm faithful to you, I'm persecuted and suffer much. Jesus, it is because you are not of this world that the world hates you. First, it persecutes me. Persecution is a sign that you're following in my footstep faithfully.
That's beautiful.
Respond. My Lord, I'm also discouraged because neither my superiors nor my confessor understand my interior trials. A darkness clouds my mind. How can I advance? All this discourages me from striving for the heights of sanctity.
Jesus.
Well, my child, this time you have told me a good deal. I realize how painful it is not to be understood, and especially by those whom one loves and with whom one has been very open. But suffice it to know that I understand all your troubles and misery.
Even nobody understands us, Jesus understands. That's more important.
I'm pleased by the deep faith you have, despite everything, in my representatives. Learn from this that no one will understand us so entirely that is beyond human ability.
So don't worry if people don't understand you. Natural.
And don't presume that you understand people neither.
At times we are too smart as we understand people. No, only God understands us.
Therefore, I have remained on earth to comfort you, comfort your aching heart, and to fortify your soul, so that you will not falter on the way. You see that a dense darkness is obscuring your mind. But why, at such times, do you not come to me? The night you can, in an instant, pour into your soul more understanding about holiness than can be found in any books. The confessor is capable of teaching and enlightening a soul in this way,
only in Jesus. So come for the Blessed Sacrament.
Know to that darkness about which you complain, I first endured in the Garden of Olives, where my soul was crushed in mortal anguish. I'm giving you a share in those sufferings because of my special love for you and in view of the high degree of holiness I'm intending for you in heaven. A suffering soul is closest to my heart.
It's beautiful, huh? This meditation.
Will you suffer more? You're loved more
by Jesus.
And you're really, really close to Jesus because you suffer. So we say the chaplain divine.